This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Marine veteran who used a deadly chokehold on a homeless man on a New York City subway train will be arraigned this morning. A grand jury earlier this month voted to indict Daniel Perry in connection with the May 1st death of Jordan Neely, a homeless man suffering from mental health challenges. Charges will be unsealed during his arraignment, but they are believed to be second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. The 24-year-old Penny maintains he was protecting himself and others by restraining Neely, who he said was threatening subway riders. A deadline for Hollywood actors and studios to get a deal done looms over the entertainment world this week. SAG-AFTRA's contract with studios expires on Friday. Over the weekend, the union told members that negotiations with studios have been extremely productive. An actor strike would come as the industry is already facing production delays due to a writer's strike. The writer's work stoppage is now in its ninth week. Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey is due in a London courtroom today as he faces multiple allegations of sexual assault. He's accused of sex offenses against four men that prosecutors say occurred between 2001 and 2013. The 63-year-old has already pleaded not guilty to all charges. The trial is scheduled to last 4 weeks. Crews are battling a brush fire in rural community Riverside County in Southern California. Rob Rosen with the Cal Fire says the juniper fire moved fast once it started west of Paris about 2:30 Tuesday afternoon.
We're sitting on kind of the top of a canyon here. So when the fire started, the winds were pushing out of the northwest and pushed it down into that canyon, and it spread it very quickly. Anytime we get the winds and the topography in alignment like that, it causes the fire to spread very quickly.
The fire is 5% contained this hour. USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Two men are dead, including the suspect, and a third is grazed inside a Bronx, New York apartment building. Lisa Savati reports.
Police say it happened Tuesday afternoon. Cops found the first victim, who turned out to be the 28-year-old male suspect, in the hallway of the building in the Longwood section. Later, they found his apparent intended victim, a 32-year-old man, inside an apartment. Both men had been shot in the head. Cops say a 56-year-old man had been grazed by a bullet and was treated at the scene. The New York Daily News reports the suspect accidentally shot himself in the head as he tripped while fleeing.
Chalk up another $500 million for Ukraine from the Biden administration.
On Tuesday, administration officials in Washington announced it'll be shipping weapons, armored vehicles, and other equipment to replenish those lost in battle in Ukraine. Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder said the U.S. is solely focused on enabling Ukraine to defend itself against Russian invasion. The U.S. is also now sanctioning entities tied to the Russian Wagner Group, responsible for last weekend's 24-hour rebellion. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And the lawsuits keep coming.
Trump was ordered to pay Carroll $5 million for sexual abuse, battery, and defamation last month. Carroll accused him of raping her in a Manhattan dressing room in the 1990s, but the jury found him not liable for the alleged rape. Trump's counterclaim alleges Carroll defamed him when she accused Trump of raping her on CNN a day after the trial. He is seeking a retraction as well as unknown compensatory damages. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining us and being part of the solution, not part of the problem. You know, in my observation, I'm seeing, you know, the progressive left, you know, these radicals that have taken over our country. And what I find interesting is that they're okay bathing in corruption and lies and cheating and all this deception. They're like okay with it. As long as they can stay under the banner of plausible deniability. They don't like it when it's overt, when you know, that they have to see the truth of their behavior. The consequence of their behavior, the reality of what they're doing to a democratic republic. It's, you know, maybe it's just a little bit of, I don't know, a conscience that remains with them. I don't know what it is. But certainly what I observed is that this whole expose of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the administration is even getting very difficult for them to swallow and to hold on to this plausible deniability. If you notice, they've all gone dark. They're not defending much. They're just like, you know, waiting, oh, God, please let this get beyond us, you know, because this is too much, you know, for them to bear. Well, we have the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, currently a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. My good friend Scott Powell joins us now. Scott, what's your observation? Am I off base on that? It just seems...
Well, as usual, you're right on. You are spot on. Yeah. But we, you know, we are dealing with... a spiritual battle here, and the demonic forces, and we really have to call these forces for what they are. Mm-hmm. This is evil that we're seeing. You know, when truth it is suppressed and denied, and lies are inserted in their place, as we're seeing, this is the definition of evil, and this does not come from godly people. And unfortunately, we have. You know, we have people in high places that you know, no longer are, you know, guided by the truth and the spiritual foundation of our country. And when you take that away, what do you have left? All you have is power and the preservation of power and the pursuit of power.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing.
Power makes right. You know, Scott, it's interesting because when you and I were growing up. You know, generally people knew the difference between good and evil.
That's right.
I mean, right? I mean, and it's interesting. I mean, we're just talking, you know, 5-6 decades down the road, and all of a sudden there's this fuzzy space that's going on, and that the people do not recognize evil when they see it. because, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I need to accommodate this. Well, look what accommodation got you. Look what it got, you know, Germany, you know, pre-World War II. Had to accommodate. It's not all that bad. I mean, you got, what, 18,000 churches in Germany, and only 3,000 of them, which was interesting, took a stance against the evil. They saw it for what it was, because they understood the difference between good and evil. And this is something that we've been, you know, pressing hard on, Scott, and that is that we need to know the difference between the legitimate and the illegitimate, the fake and the real. But because we've accommodated the fake for several decades now, we're confused and we can't tell the difference between good and evil any longer. And this puts us all in jeopardy. What do you say?
It does. And I would add to that, Bill, that as we drove God out of America, and this has been a process. I mean, we've lived in a fallen world, and you know, the incredible wisdom of the founders was that they recognized the sinful nature of man, and so in creating a government, they took into account their ideals were high. They believed in a city on a hill, that America could be the shining light to the world, but they also recognized that the government could be subverted by fallen nature, by evil, by the pursuit of power and unchecked power. And so they created a system of checks and balances, three branches of federal government, a federal system with states and the federal government competing for power. This would mitigate corruption. So that was, you know, it was an amazing accomplishment, and that's what we celebrate on July 4th.
Exactly.
But what happened progressively as America became so successful economically, we began to depart from godly ways, and we could trace this back probably to the late 19th century, but certainly by the early 20th century, you know, Woodrow Wilson's internationalism and so forth, and then we had, of course, the expansion of the state and the Great New Deal, but really, I think the acceleration of our decline happened when, in the 1960s, when we drove, you know, prayer out of school, where prayer was prohibited from school, reading the Bible was prohibited in school, and so forth. And then we went to the legitimization, of course, of abortion, in Roe v. Wade, and I think that was in 1973. And we had this progressive march, where we've just opened the country up to a new spiritual forces. We've driven God out. Our Judeo-Christian God has been partially driven out, and in its place have come other spirits.
Yes.
And this is what we're facing right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jonathan Cahn writes about it extensively in his book, Return of the Gods.
Yes.
And this is what's going on, to your point. Exactly. That the spirits have come back, as you said. This is a spiritual battle. Now, for some people, they don't understand a spiritual battle. But let me say to you, if any of this rhymes with your spirit, I would do your research, and I would discover for yourself the reality of the spiritual battle, the reality of God's grace and mercy, the reality of our responsibility as people of faith to save souls, that you get an understanding of this so that you're not a victim of the inevitable. Because this is all crashing. This is going to come to an end. Will it be tomorrow? I'm not saying that. Good, but I'm not saying that. But certainly, as we're seeing the evidence of the things that we've been warned about, for those of us who study the Word of God, who study the legitimate, if you know what the legitimate is, when the fake comes in, you'll acknowledge it and you will understand it in a heartbeat. But for some reason, even people of faith, lest they be deceived, Scott Powell, are just thinking, you know, it's really not that bad, Bill. You know, you're kind of like, you're going psychotic on us. No, it is. It is that bad, and it's getting worse. And that if we don't stop it now, the snowball is coming, and it keeps building with inertia. It keeps building in size and dimension. And guess what? It's coming after you, it's coming after your kids, coming after your family, right?
That's right. And this you know, think about things as a progression, a trajectory, and then bring acceleration into that thinking. And what we have seen is the acceleration of corruption and evil in America and high places in the last, you could say it, Obama really accelerated. We had a respite with Donald Trump, but now we have...
We
now have Obama on steroids bringing our...
Got to go to break. More from Scott Powell after this.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Well, AP News has recently said that a song you're hearing from the January 6th prisoners is a whitewash of what they say happened. These prisoners who have been deprived of due process and have become political casualties of a deliberate and weaponized judicial system that no longer renders justice equally as under the law, but their own politically motivated justice. It's become obvious that our constitutional form of justice is being corrupted. And those who want to participate and support this form of justice are themselves adding to the corruption. And as is the historical record, eventually the corruption spreads so pervasively that even those for the moment who seem protected become victims themselves. The brilliance of our Constitution is that it is based on fairness, justice for all, and due process. Compromise any of these foundational elements and you've rendered our justice system corrupt and destructive. In the end, no one wins. Maybe time to send in the artificial intelligence clowns.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Scott Powell continues with us, the author of Rediscovering America. I love the title of the book because it's, you know, by its name, Rediscovering. it isn't that we have to go out and discover all over again. We just need to rediscover that which was lost and which can be found. But we have to remember how we found it in the first place, Scott. But for God, we don't find America. Right?
Absolutely. And if I could, you know, remind your audience that history is not a particularly popular genre to read for a lot of people, because historians are linear thinkers, and it's the who, what, when, and there's no why. There's chronology. So Rediscovering America was written to really present a different history of America. The whys. Why was America formed? Why were the early settlers driven to come to the New World? We had a Christian, the people who discovered America were Christians. My goodness, you know, Columbus gets lambasted in the media, but he was an amazing evangelist. And what excited him about going to the New World and discovering is that he'd encounter people that never heard the good news of Jesus Christ before, because Christianity only existed around the Mediterranean. So to go far would mean you're guaranteed to meet people who had not encountered the message of the Savior. And he was excited about that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But well, our founding, you know, is just amazing. And we celebrate the Declaration on July 4th, but so many people don't realize, you know, it's a patriotic, happy day. But when the 56 people who gathered in the Constitutional, the Continental Congress, the Constitutional Convention came later, and it was decided that we needed a declaration, a statement of why we were going to separate from England. You know, the early war in Boston in 1775 was not a total rejection of Great Britain. It was a war against the taxes and the lack of judicial restraint that the British had towards the colonists and so forth. But it was finally decided that we need to go all the way. We need to break with Great Britain, and we're going to state why we're going to do it.
And at what cost?
It would be the cost of all the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And that's why, and I point out in this article and in the book, Rediscovering America, that for the first 6 months after July 4th, 1776, there was only the Declaration of Independence that was circulating had only two signatures on it. John Hancock.
Who wants to sign their death order, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, exactly. And here it is
after Washington had these miraculous victories in Trenton and in Princeton, New Jersey, and the Continental Congress thought, well, we now have an opening. This is a harbinger of ultimate victory. Of course, it was, but it was very hard fought. The war went on for five more years. You know, Washington lost more battles than he won. But in the end, you know, Providence intervened and created a set of circumstances that enabled the Patriot cause to prevail in Yorktown. And it came from the help of the French. It came from the help of a Jewish immigrant, Chaim Solomon, who funded the Yorktown campaign of Washington, because they were broke. They couldn't even march from New York to Yorktown. Without Chaim Solomon stepping in and raising all the money to give them new equipment and provisions to make that march and ultimately to seal the deal and make that victory. But, it's an amazing story. It's just an amazing story. And without God, you can't possibly explain America's, founding, the War of Independence, because we were totally outgunned by the British.
You got the number. You got the number one fighting force on the planet against a bunch of farmers, untrained military. And Washington's leading the way, going oy vey.
It's a great story. Great story.
Yeah, it really. And like you said, when you study it, you see the hand of God that President Washington said at the time. But for the hand of divine providence, he knew it was God's hand, because it was one miracle after another that allowed this great American idea to be realized, starting, as you say, with this Declaration of Independence. It was, in a sense, the colonies' manifesto. This is what it's all about. Not only, you know, for themselves to remind themselves, okay, why do we want to resist, you know, England? What is it? What are our grievances? We're going to list them out. We're not going to just let them lay out their opinion and have everybody. We are going to enumerate these offenses that we're having to deal with. So they lay it out to remind themselves, and also to tell England what the real problem was. And this was after years. This wasn't just, you know, 2 weeks of, you know, some minor irritation. This is after years of abuse. But they also wanted to let the world know why the colonies were breaking away from this number one military force, this powerful force of England, where the sun never set.
That's right. Yes. Amazing. Yep.
I mean, how courageous. Unbelievable. And that is, Scott, that's our legacy. This is all part of the things that we can celebrate on the 4th of July, if you understand it. If you don't, hey, it's just another hot dog. It's just another day off.
So let's make this, you know, July 4th not only a day of celebration of our founding ideals, but also a time of renewed commitment to engage and wake up everyone we know, everybody that we know, that it's time to resist a creeping tyranny and the loss of our freedom and our freedom of faith and freedom of speech, and to reclaim. These are precious possessions. These are our First Amendment rights, and they are precious. And just as we would be upset if someone tried to take one of our physical possessions from us, we would resist it. We would try and stop them. We would try to deny them from taking away a precious possession that we had, wouldn't we? Of course. Well, these are our most precious possessions because they define who we are as Americans.
Exactly.
And so we have to renew that spirit. That Paul Revere had, that the founders had, that the signers of the Declaration had, that were willing to give their life. And, you know, if we could get even 15 or 20% more of the American people engaged to push back against this tyranny, we could turn this around. And so that's your job, Bill. That's our job.
Amen.
And it's all the listeners' job to
exactly,
you know, to remind
one patriot,
you know,
one patriot at a time.
Yep.
One patriot at a time.
That's
and you need to rediscover your roots, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is like the story, in a sense, you know, of Israel. Israel, those who were called by God, for years they lost their manifesto. They lost sight of the law of God. And it took a reconstruction of the church, and they find the law of God, and they take it to the king, and the king tears his clothes. Oh my God, I can't believe this. We're so in defiant and disobedient to God. We need to do something radical here. And they confessed and they turned back to God. And of course, we know the story. And here, in a sense, here we are in America. We don't have to rebuild a church. The Constitution is all around us. You know, many of us have a Constitution in our home as a document, or you can look it up on Google. And what I would encourage you to do this 4th of July, as you gather together as families, pull out the Declaration of Independence, pull out the Constitution and read it. Each one of you, just go around the table and read it and see how blessed you are, and see if that doesn't re-energize your patriotism and love for this great American experiment. 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize it, Scott. Go ahead.
Well, I would just simply say that it is time to get off the sidelines and be active in this great patriot cause, this godly patriot cause, knowing that just as the sun comes up in the east, that if we persist like Washington, we have courage like Washington.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer, because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The Marine veteran who used a deadly chokehold on a homeless man on a New York City subway train will be arraigned this morning. A grand jury earlier this month voted to indict Daniel Perry in connection with the May 1st death of Jordan Neely, a homeless man suffering from mental health challenges. Charges will be unsealed during his arraignment, but they are believed to be second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. The 24-year-old Penny maintains he was protecting himself and others by restraining Neely, who he said was threatening subway riders. A deadline for Hollywood actors and studios to get a deal done looms over the entertainment world this week. SAG-AFTRA's contract with studios expires on Friday. Over the weekend, the union told members that negotiations with studios have been extremely productive. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, did you know June is Migraine and Headache Awareness Month? Well, it is, and maybe that pounding in your head is just kind of a reminder that it is, because we're going to be talking about chronic migraine, additional preventative treatment options now available, by the way, and you can learn more about ways to help prevent migraines and a debilitating disease that impacts nearly this number. I tell you, this blew me away. 40 million Americans suffer from migraines. Dr. Hope O'Brien, a neurologist and founder and CEO of Headache Center of Hope, is with us, and joining her is Kelsey Owen. She's a working mom living with episodic migraine. Dr. Hope and Kelsey, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, great. Well, Dr. Hope, this month, Migraine Headache Awareness Month. This is a good time for us to talk about those things that are bugging people. I mean, we're talking about it for a month, but we have sufferers that deal with it every day, every month, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So migraine is not just a headache, but it's a complex neurological disease that is characterized by recurrent attacks of head pain that tend to be pretty severe, moderate to severe in intensity. It can last on average anywhere between 4 to 72 hours and is throbbing or pounding in nature and associated with light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, nausea, and vomiting. So it's quite disabling for patients.
So the difference between episodic and chronic migraine is the frequency and the duration of the headache?
Yeah, so when a patient comes in, we talk about how frequent the headache or migraine is impacting their daily lives. And we look at it based on months of headache days. So for those having episodic migraine, what we mean is those individuals having anywhere between 0 to 14 headache days per month. And those described as having chronic migraine are individuals having 15 or more headache days per month, of which at least 8 of those days are impacted by migraine.
That's incredible. Well, Kelsey Owens is with us. She's a mom. Kelsey, tell us your story.
Yeah, so I have been living with episodic migraine for almost 30 years now, since I was just 6 years old. And, there's not an area of my life that it doesn't impact. I have a very active 7-year-old daughter, and just trying to explain to her that I can't do sometimes really normal things like take her to the playground or make her a snack is really frustrating and sometimes even heartbreaking, you know, when she just wants to be with me and she's really sad. Professionally, I may have to step away with very, very little notice, and my team has to kind of scramble around and move meetings or push deadlines back or even take on some of my workload, not knowing how long that's going to last. And so, it can be really difficult to manage.
Well, and for you to be dealing with it this long, I mean, you've learned about how to be transparent. Like you say, you're working with your team, and so they understand, and there's empathy there to come alongside you when you are dealing with an episode, right?
Yeah, I'm really lucky in that way. I think, you know, a lot of people who suffer from migraine really struggle to get the people in their life to understand exactly what it is, that it's not just a headache. And to get accommodations for that. I mean, I'm in a really good place where I do have a team that can compensate for me, but there are people who don't have that kind of backup, who just can't come to work and maybe work on an hourly wage. So if they're not working, they're not making money to pay their bills. So I'm very lucky in that way, but I'm also really aware that not everybody is.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be quite debilitating, as you mentioned. When you have an episode, is this like a 15-minute window, a 30-minute window, or you just don't know?
I wish. I wish it was a 30-minute window. It's going to be different for everyone. So everyone's migraine attacks look different. And even for me, every migraine attack looks a little bit different. Typically, mine will last for about a day or so. Whatever time I start to feel a migraine attack coming, it's pretty much through the end of the day if it's not treated. And so once I go to bed and kind of wake up the next day, most of the time it's gone and I can go back to my life and move on. It's different for everybody.
Yeah, this is incredible. Dr. O'Brien, of course, you know, these things vary, like you said. Kelsey was just saying, it varies from person to person. Tell us about some preventative treatment options for people with migraine that are now available.
Sure. So Kelsey and I are partnering with AbbVie, the maker of Qulipta, to raise awareness on an important milestone in migraine. And, you know, the FDA's approval to expand the indication of this medication across frequencies is so important because it provides those that are most impacted with migraine with a new, safe, and effective treatment option in a convenient once-daily pill. So Qulipta is an oral medication that is prescribed and indicated for the preventive treatment of both episodic and chronic migraine in adults. It's well-tolerated, with the most common side effects being nausea, constipation, fatigue, and tiredness. And we do have to talk with patients about the possibility of sensitivity reactions. So those who are allergic to Qulipta or its ingredients can develop anaphylaxis, which can be severe. It can occur day of taking the medication or days later. So it is important to talk with your healthcare provider about other medications that you're taking that can change the levels of Qulipta and ensure that it's an appropriate treatment option for them.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Hope O'Brien, neurologist, founder, CEO of Headache Center of Hope, and Kelsey Owens, a working mother living with episodic migraines. How's Qulipta been working for you, Kelsey?
I am very happy with Qulipta. You know, I starting the medication, I have had fewer migraine days. I have had just less difficulty overall in going through my daily activities. And just the outside of the physical effects, just the freedom to not constantly kind of have that dark cloud hanging over your head and constantly trying to avoid your triggers and constantly trying to have contingency plans in place for if you have a migraine attack happen, or what are you going to miss, or how are you going to make it up to people? That has been, I think, to me and my family, just as important as, you know, the absence of the actual physical symptoms that I've had.
Yeah, I think you got to try and stay ahead of it and as much as you can. And it starts with, as you said, keeping your family informed of what's going on. And of course, you and your family have had 30 plus years of practice with this. Bless your hearts. Oh, my Lord. What a challenge this must be. In your experience, Kelsey, what would you suggest to other people like you with the active lifestyle that deal with migraine?
It's really important to advocate for yourself and be really honest with your physician. So, you know, be really honest about what your symptoms are and how severe they are, because that's how your doctor is going to be able to help you and understand what's going on and diagnose you appropriately and get you the appropriate treatment.
Exactly. Dr. O'Brien, as we wrap things up, we're going to take advantage of you as if we haven't already. This is almost like a free house call. Thank you so much. What's your recommendation, and where can we go for more information?
First of all, my bill is in the mail. It works by blocking an important molecule that's believed to be a cause for migraine attack called CGRP. It's been demonstrated in clinical trials to reduce the monthly migraine days and improve how often migraine impacts an individual's work and daily activity. So for more information, I encourage listeners to speak with their physician, their primary care provider, their neurologist or headache specialist about whether or not this is a good option for them. And then also they can check out the QLIPTA website at QLIPTA.com. Or call 1-855-QLIPTA, that's QULIPTA, for more information.
Dr. Hope O'Brien and Kelsey Owens, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Surprise, surprise, Jim Caviezel and Tim Ballard, the dynamic duo, to be talking about this new film, Sound of Freedom, that stars Jim, and it's the story of Tim Ballard. It breaks out nationwide on July the 4th. Jim and Tim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bill. Thank you.
Hey, Jim, it's been a while since you and I have talked, and it's good to be talking to you again. How did the story of Tim Ballard come to your attention?
Well, it first started with me adopting three children in China, and I became very well aware of the dangers that children go through globally, even in, through adoptions and all that. Eduardo Verostigi, I'd heard of Tim. There was some stuff on him that I saw, but Eduardo, the producer, brought this great project to me with the brilliant director Alejandro Monteverdi, and it was really a no-brainer to do this because the script was so good. I looked at it and said, wow, this is like Taken, but with a much bigger heart.
Yeah. Well, Tim Ballard, this is your story. You're a federal agent. You quit your job and devote your life to rescuing children around the world from human trafficking. Tell us about that, Tim.
Well, I spent 12 years as a special agent, undercover operator for the Department of Homeland Security, and I hit a case in 2012 that I couldn't work it with the government. It was interpreted to be outside of the jurisdiction of the U.S., and I knew we could rescue over 100 kids. And so it was a tough place to be, you know, stay and rescue the kids. Man, I had to quit my job or keep my job and let the kids go unrescued. And really, I credit my wife, who basically said, you're going to quit your job. We're going to do this. And that kind of kicks off a roller coaster ride that you can watch when you see The Sound of Freedom.
And Tim, you're a man of faith, as Jim is.
Yeah.
And this was important. This is pivotal, you know, in terms of your commitment and dedication to saving kids. I mean, you know, this is a process, you know, that you went through to understand how horrific and how mistreated these children were being treated. And it's around the world. It was not just in Honduras or the areas that you served, right?
Absolutely. This is the problem that's everywhere. It's the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world. The United States is the number one consumer of child exploitation material. We're number three for destination countries for human trafficking. So it's everywhere. But I'd say that, you know, a big part of the source The problem is the United States, and so I hope this film that releases domestically on July 4th wakes up America to the fact that on our Independence Day, we should be giving children their freedom.
Amen. Jim Caviezel, the story, as you said, with the adoption of three children, this has become personal for you, and especially enlarged as we read more and more about human trafficking. We see our open borders in the South, and human traffickers en masse are coming into the United States. I mean, America's children could be even much more threatened as a result, right?
Oh, no question. I mean, think of this. The Rose Bowl Stadium holds 100,000 people, just over that, 105. Over 300,000 children last year were lured into the commercial sex trade in the United States. So why this is something that has not been... I'm giving an example. I'll finish this thought right here by an example. I was watching Miss Rodas, who was giving her testimony to the Congress on April 26th. And she swore to the fact that, and submitted evidence, that 85,000 children crossed into our border and disappeared. And there was nothing, absolutely nothing in the news the next day. Not worthy enough to make the news. That makes no sense to me. I believe that a lot of the three-letter agencies are full well aware. How can they not know this?
Exactly.
It's like I can't think of an example right now that just makes me. It's like winning 1,000 hands in a row at blackjack. It's impossible. How can you not? It's impossible. So, my greatest concern of this is the parents. And when I talk to them and they're like, oh, I don't know about this, I say, come on, man. Do you not know that you, as a parent, a mother, a father, your job is to protect your own child? This film has the ability to weaponize you so that you can fully understand how routinely it occurs and to understand what to look for when those things come that are out there. That's, imagine being on the 4th of July and all of a sudden you see, wow, that guy over there is something out of the, and there's an anomaly about this guy, something
exactly.
That's just off. And that's how you get weaponized. And
right.
Can we love God's children more than we fear evil? And as a great statesman once said, that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid.
Yes, exactly. Tim, this movie, Sound of Freedom, as I said, this is your story and the impact that it will have on people who come. This is going to open up, in 3,500 theaters across the country as a wide release on July the 4th, which is, as you stated, you know, brilliantly, that it is representative of our freedom. And we need to open the doors of freedom. And as Jim was just saying, is that we need to increase our curiosity as to what's going on. Because we may think, oh, that only happens overseas. But this is happening in a zip code near you, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I have a documentary to follow called It's Happening Right Here that's going to follow Sound of Freedom. We get into it. We get into every way that the access points in this country where children are being devoured by predators. And so I hope this film wakes everybody up and we can start saving more kids.
Well, Jim, this is a powerful story of heroism. And certainly it's going to resonate with Americans. And I don't know how you come out of this movie and not be so motivated to do something about this. I'm going to let you summarize and wrap things up for us. Go ahead.
Inspiration. That's the biggest word out of this. This isn't a film where you look, this is not a documentary. There's a lot of Hitchcock things we do in this. So you're not going to be, it's not going to be in your face, but it's going to come to your heart. It's going to ask a deep question, and it's incredibly inspiring because at the risk of your own life, would you save your own child? And I think most people would. This
right.
film is going to inspire you that, first of all, in our world, our country, that we need to start waking up our statesmen in Washington. It's got to come from the people. It cannot come from our government. Our people were given a gift by God to have a republic. We have inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And there's no coincidence it's in that order, because without your life, you have no liberty. Exactly. And without your life, you have no happiness. Are our children's lives worth the risk of your own? That's a question.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jim, you talk about saving your own child. There's that touching moment in the movie when the father, Tim has already saved the son, and pretty much wants to say, okay, well, you know, that's about the best we can do. And he notices the picture, the family picture on your desk, and says, imagine one of your children not being in that picture. Boy, that is a powerful moment, and that says a lot right there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You know, a little fear goes a long ways, and sometimes just a little bit of fear keeps you sharp, but a little bit of pain, and the pain that Tim would have seen and been through is the screams of those little kids, but yeah, they can also motivate you. And Tim has used his gift, as I've used my gift as an actor, and the filmmakers came together, and we have lightning in a bottle. Please,
wow,
do yourself a favor and get inspired on the 4th of July or thereafter. Thank you.
Where can they go for more information, Tim? I'm going to let you direct, and we'll wrap it up. Go ahead.
Angel.com /freedom. Buy your tickets. 2 million tickets we want sold. 2 million people representing the 2 million children currently enslaved. And let's fill those theaters up. And you can buy tickets, by the way, for others if you have the option to buy a ticket for those who might not be able to otherwise afford it. So let's do this. Let's make a movement out of this.
And we really need you to buy the tickets before, because we're running out of theaters.
So exactly. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, the call is out there. Jim Caviezel, Tim Ballard, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, what a great opportunity to talk to those two gentlemen, Jim Caviezel and Tim Ballard. True story. And, you know, and that's a great, great goal. 2 million tickets, right? Are you in? Can you participate? Look, go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com. You'll see the trailer of the movie right there at BillMartinezShow.com for The Sound of Freedom. It is powerful. It is a today movie that you need to be aware of and connect with. And while you're there, you'll see just above it our campaign in our invitation to join our listener-supported campaign for truth and liberty. You know, we need you. I mean, the reason that this show is here, and we're 15 years and counting, we've expanded now to a TV outlet. We do a daily TV show at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time, and it allows us to spend near hour with our guests and go deep into the topics as we help you own your own knowledge. And and hopefully what it does, even in our show here, our daily show from 9 to noon Eastern, that it motivates you to go deeper and study it for yourself. Own your own knowledge. Don't just take Bill Martinez's word or Jim Caviezel or Tim Ballard's word for it. Let it be your own. So you can participate in this listener-supported campaign of Truth and Liberty. We invite you to do that by giving us a tax-deductible donation. The show is a nonprofit entity under Hill of Hope. It's a 501c3 public nonprofit organization. So when you click on the donate button, you will see Hill of Hope. Process your donation there, and it becomes a tax deduction for you. And I thank you in advance for helping us with any donation.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner?